Good afternoon. Another morning with locally dense fog, but most of that fog has dissipated, and now we're seeing some sunshine mixed with cloud cover as the system along the eastern seaboard tracks to the north and east, taking up a position eventually just southeast of Cape Cod. The rain associated with this system is only making it to the immediate coast, with thicker clouds over central and southern New England. Some clouds are backing over the state line into New York. But the trend, as we get deeper into the day, will be for this storm system to head out to sea, and most of the clouds and definitely the precipitation will track along with it. As a result, with a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, temperatures will reach up into the lower and middle 40s. High pressure will keep it dry tonight with partly to mostly cloudy skies. We'll have some fog developing and lows in the upper 20s to around 30. A weak disturbance will approach from the Ohio Valley through the Great Lakes tomorrow. Skies will become mostly cloudy, but it'll be dry through the day with highs in the mid-40s. That disturbance will produce a few light rain showers overnight on Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. We'll watch the temperatures, but most places will stay above freezing, so it doesn't look like we'll have a problem with icing. Increasing sunshine on Thursday afternoon with highs reaching to about 50. In fact, with a big ridge of high pressure building into the area for late in the week and the weekend, it only gets warmer in the region with readings in the lower 50s on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and even lower to mid-50s with at least partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday. A warm front will approach on Sunday with some showers possible, but that will only send highs into the middle and upper 50s for the second half of the weekend before we all see a better chance of rain on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy coming onshore over the Pacific Northwest and plumes of moisture along with onshore flow will assist in the production of rain over the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and the Northern Intermountain region. Also, the Northern Rockies will get precipitation through midweek. Snow will develop over the higher elevations of the Northern Cascades and Northern and Central Rockies also through Wednesday. Flash flooding, though, is possible for areas with the heaviest rainfall, and flood watches and warnings have been issued for a large part of the northwestern United States. In addition, strong winds with gusts up to 75 miles per hour are expected along beaches and headlands, as well as the higher terrain in the northern Rockies. High wind watches and warnings are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Lake Forest, California, to a low of 3 below zero at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high 58 set in 1927, and the record low 3 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with more sun later on today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with more sunshine later on today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the mid-40s. A shower on Wednesday night and Thursday morning, then increasing sun. 50 in the afternoon on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-50s. A late day shower possible Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 50s, and a chance of rain Monday back into the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.